Quick, du just remember Hamad Mor Sipir. Friedrich Red erzählt, she beshavas arz ve yishtal tofu flamed gimel, a shavas achrin al chayer, rava magad, mizrish, bechayim, chayusu, baal medin. Omar beshoch ve al mitose. Tu gezog tazeh. Vemamed ha chavrayi kadisha. So you said a teiran by yishlach. By yishlach yakev malachim. And there's 2 days whether malachim means malachim. Angels, Jesus, other means malachim means shluchim. It means literal malachim, not malachim, not we're using malachim for a term for shlichis, but it means literally malachim, in and of a malach. Only the mamish of the malachim, means the chilek hamamashus of the malachim, that was sent to Esav. Of the ruchni is not the mamish, the ruchni is nishalim Yaakov. At the Ramagid getayched, the vayishlach Yaakov. Tzarech lovim is it. So what's the reason why Yaakov had geshit malachim dafke? Even though there's a Yisr, v'lei b'nei Adam, mistabra lei mishlu fi shekanasa she Yaakov v'shlich hazu, heisi levar es Yisr, because the kavan of the shlich hazu isn't just to be medir him, it's a technical heidah, to find out where Esav is holding, and to be medir him, the Yaakov wants to meet him. If that was the kavan, the Esav should just notify him, the kavan sa handelt sich, they didn't have to send malachim, and there's a Yisr to stam use malachim stam azi. At the time, why did he send Malachim? Because it was a job that only Malachim could do. Why is it a job that only Malachim could do? Because his kavanah was to make a tikkun in Esav. And b'chdei to be mesak in Esav, that's an onkum, it's Malachim. People could do technical things, human things, but in order to be mevarer Esav, to make a tikkun, a bitter ruchni in Esav, they need dafka Malachim. V'lechein shalach ala Malachim, ki dafka bekeicham l'malish l'chizu. Pull us a bitter, dafka Malachim, have bekeich, to mevarer zan es edlin, Esav. Yeah, there's Marach in the artist, that's the Hechrech Lizeh, the Chocha, that the Shluchas Yaakov wasn't Stamazi to find out what the Matzev is, but to be Mevarer Esav. Avla Pizeh, Loma Shalich Levrak HaMamish LaMalachim. If the whole reason why you had to send Malachim was, in order to, because you needed, with the Shluchas, there's a certain Tikkun Ruchni, to be Mesakin Esav, to be Maile Esav from Klippis, whatever the Aved Avir it is. People, human beings can do it. You need Dafka Malachim. What's the Maile Malachim over human beings? I'm a Red Legab Inin of Birr. The Maile is the Ruchni of the Malachim. That the Malachim of Ashach is the Birr. So then he'd have got to send the ruchnis of the malach, not the mamish of the malach. Lo mashalcha ilav rak hamamish la malach. That he moved in the pasch, in a bitter shech, because the chilek haruchnis shel malachim. And if for the bitter you need to have the chilek hamamashus shel malachim, so there brings in the heart, the chilek hamamashus is more shech by people, more the malachim. Why did he say the malachim? Because it was in the dafka malachim kenan duftan. Because it was in a birr, in a tikkun ruchni. I'm ready to get a tikkun ruchni, so it's dafka shayach to ruchni to the malachim. So the klept is that he sent only the chilek hamamashus of the malachim. That's the shayla. Zveta shayla frekt, gam be'etzmin in any movement. Yeah, what's the pshat? Forget about lomer zagen about verstanden that for the sake of birr esa, for some reason, the birr has to be done dafka through the mamish aleich. Dafka through the mamish. Of Malachim. Rebbe asked before, that's kleptuch nisht. I'm red vegan bitter, so it's dafke shaykh's the ruchnis of Malachim. Lomer zog mot ken takim etzayas and azazach. Mot ken takim vashtin, that will explain somehow that the chelik habirr is neveh inside the mamish of Malachim. But the etzim in it is shashtanik, we can mechaltan azazach. How could you send the chelik hamamish without the chelik haruchni? Ich efshel hafid bin hamamish la Malachim, which is the guf shalem, ruchni yusam haynu nafshim. Yeah, there means in the order that Malachim also have a guf, but it's an edeler guf. Some ruach ve'esh, a different type of guf. Rakhbanim, they also have an ukuda of mamish. But we can mafer zan between the guf and the nefesh. V'leimar sha mamish alahem nishtach le'esav. V'ruchni is nishrei tziyak. V'kamen azazach. Tzon. Kari afilu b'bnei odom balichayim adi minan nimna sha guf yase izu dover v'keich atzim yibuli ha'nefesh v'y. It's can say a teiter guf. Retuchin sha teiter guf. But that the guf should function, do something b'keich atzim without the nefesh, that's can't say the guf is basar v'atzamis. The guf is just chaymer. And adara said the chaymer of a malach. Which the chaver of a malach for sure, the guf is much more bottle to the nefesh, is much more shaykh to the ruchnis of the malach. The chatchila, the guf is just a vehicle for the malach. It's not a mitzias as the guf of Adam. The guf of Adam, the chaver is much more of a mitzias. Mashiach in the guf of a malach is much more of an edeler guf. Why? Why is it edeler guf? Because it's more, the whole mitzias of the guf over there is more a tuffel. Is more just a tuffel to the malach. So Allah has come, we can say that the guf of the malach should function on its own. It's clear to Chinshad Azach. She lo, tuffel, a bottle, b'chom, it's yusif. But Allah has come, she can't even malachim, she ikrimo on epishimim. So Allah has come there. It doesn't make sense to say that the mamash of the malach, the guf of the malach should be able to function on its own. Gamzarach lohavin. Okay, so that the two kashas were on the etzim teira of the maggid. Now the Rebbe is saying that the kasha is, where does the maggid base this teira off? Banat nemter does. That what did Yaakov Avinu send? Only the chelik hamamashus of the malach. So the Rebbe has two shailas in the guf einyan, and the teira is a maggid. Dik shaykh is zogin, first of all, the whole shlichus was dafke connected to the ruchnis of the malachim. Number two, how is it shaykh to send only malachim, the mamish of the malachim? The third shaila is where is the malach miyase this teira that Yaakov only sent the mamish of the malachim from Rashi? So Rashi is like the punkt fakert. He's miyase this pirush on Rashi, and for Rashi come tais opposite to what the market wants to bring out. Gansochon pashas pirush Rashi malachim mamish. What does Rashi want to bring out to the word mamish? Nirish kavanasi lishla pirush shalosh luchem basavadani. It's that pirush that he sent. Malachim is only a term for people, for messengers, for shluchim. And like Rashi, no, it means we mean over here literally malachim. Hainish Davis mamish harimad gishay malachim mamish. They were literally malachim. Don't think that it was people and because of a certain aspect we're using the word malachim. We mean literally malachim. We mean tak malachim mamish. So b'tevas mamish harimad gishay malachim mamish. V'leimitzi yisacheres. Omele b'chom muhosav inyanish abchinas malach. The literally a malach. The full mitzias of a malach. V'ilat fi pirush hamagid shemachov malachim mamish olishlos chilek haruchnis shebehem atzvam harad gashu Davis mamish olahipach. According to the Maggid's pshat, it's punkt fakert. He only sent the mamish of the malachim. The mehus malach is his nefesh, not his guf. His guf is just a tafel ba'alma. Much, much more than the tfeilos of the guf ha'adam. Even the guf ha'adam is tafel legabi his nefesh. The main thing is the person's his nefesh, his seichel, his midis, his chayis. The guf, that's not the chilek ikri, the chilek hamishah shavizah. By a malach is much more that the ikri mehus malach is his nefesh. That's his inyan. So Rashi wants to say that we sent literally malach. That means don't make a toast and think that it was a psananda zach. Me main takem malach. Or adam kudum agaz zach. Me main tish malach. Me main zer mamish. So it's their mamish. It's not malachim altogether because malachim is their nefesh. B'chal not. So it's the opposite of what Rashi is saying. So that doesn't make that does that I'm verstehing that the Maggid should say a pirush based on Rashi heipach legami what Rashi is trying to bring out. Yeah, it makes sense the words of Rashi, but it's against the whole mechuvan of what Rashi is trying to say. Kleptach nuzag nazazach. Oh, so meila pia kol anal tzaron nira leimar she'in kamanazah shel Maggid amari anal. Lamer Shakif Shalach Lazar Rakis a Mamish, Baguf Shalamalach Mabad. It's not geshikt the Chilik Aguf and the Mamish of the Malach. Shu Tafel Kulay Nechshad. That's Bechlal not, there's no significance in Bechlal. It's not a Metzias, the Gabi Amalach. Bleeduch Nyusim Benapsha. While the Fizik come to is the Alekashas of the Rebbe Frektfir. That's a double borrower that the Malachim, that Virashi Zak, Malachim Mamish. He literally sent Malachim. He literally sent Malachim. That means the Nefesh of the Malach Gigang and Seisov. If was the mamish, well, the Maggid that is bringing that he sent only the mamish of the malach. Shkavanasi levayer sheshidu acham malachim hoy beifim kazem. Shigam bebayim leisav we matzametzli begufim venafshim lenitkom iskashusun liyakim. The Maggid will that is bringing before how he brings it out. What does he want to bring out? What he wants to bring out is that even though they left takata isav with the whole guf and their whole nefesh, but it did there wasn't any nitok from Yaakov. But that a klal, which has negates that zveitin platz, so now they're Yaakov and Esav are two tzvevazundere. I mean, you have the tzaddik Yaakov and you have Esav, which is punkt fakert. So the malachim went to Esav. Did they lose a little bit from their kesher to Yaakov? Did they lose a little bit from being in Yaakov's from the ruchnis the way they were by Yaakov? That's like the Maggid name. The malachim, the same dveikas and the same iskashas they had when they were by Yaakov. That iskashas and that dveikas to Yaakov, the way they were in his presence, wasn't nifkam legamri. They weren't in his presence, they went to Esav. Even though they went to Esav, they weren't in Yaakov's presence, they stayed as if they were by Yaakov's presence. That's what the market means. Gambe b'ayim le'esav, we much they were attacking in Esav's Daladamis. But le'nitkum iskashus on Yaakov. Their kesher to Yaakov didn't become shvacher. They stayed with the same iskashus as if they were in Yaakov's presence. Ad, she'ki'ilu bo'y le'esav rak b'gufim mam shalem b'vat. As if they were still by Yaakov. As if Vasi Gagangin to Esav, only technically, their Chelik HaGufni was by Esav. You have someone that's in a place, his guf is somewhere, but his nefesh is somewhere else. If his nefesh is somewhere else, and he doesn't pay any attention to the place that he's in, so the fact that he's in a different place is not going to make any reshem on him klal. If his nefesh and his meach stays mekusher to the original place that he was, so it's as if he's in the nechichos of the original place. So the same ashpa that the tzaddik has on him, the shas he was by the tzaddik is going to stay, even if he goes to a place that's distant from the tzaddik, because his nefesh, his meach, the lev is always it doesn't pay attention to the new place that you're coming. You're here technically, your guf is here, the flesh is done. Yeah, I mentioned gefinzach in a platz. Someone's in a daladamis and he doesn't hear bechlal what the person is saying. It's just his baser b'dam is there. He's bechlal now. His mind is somewhere else. So the things could be being said in a room. You could be sitting there. But if your mind is not there, it's not going to have any relation when you klal because only your baser will be there. So that's what the Maggid that is bringing. They came to Esav Taka. Their home, their nefesh and their gufas. They're usually if you're nefesh and the guf go to a place, so you should be affected by the new place they are. Now you're in Esav's daladamis. You're far from Yaakov's daladamis. You're in a different sviva. Adem zakter Maggid. They weren't nivgam and gamri nish from. from they had there was no nitik of their skashas to Yaakov, as if that their whole yachas, their what was by Esav, only their guf, only their chitzenis, and their nefesh wasn't the gamli there. It doesn't understand what's the pshat, but if they had to be mivarei Esav, they had to be sensitive to Esav. So this is already nistamazev sadat posh tezach, but he says like this. What's the pshahainu? Shayin, we can just take a sign that they went to Esav, and they went to Esav, they mivarei him. If they mivarei him, you can't mekenish tratan vegen Yaakov, and they had to be by Esav. That's the Rebbe's kasha to begin with. If they're going to come to Yaakov, and their whole mind is going to always be with the keich hatzir as if they're by Yaakov, and Yaakov is the Adam. So they can't mivarei than Esav. They have to be sensitive to Esav. But the Rebbe says, "Hainu, what's the pshat? They're only there with their mamish. They're only there as if only their physical, as if only their guf was there. Hainu, shayin nirgesh amashalizeh omekem. Avad is angevendertin, but the hergish was that they don't belong there. They belong in Israel. Their mohos vu belong in zeh bayakiv. That was the hergish. Mekayim ha'amitihu etzal Yaakov. V'sham ikram v'nafshim. Vu zeir mohos. Zeir mohos is dartin. There brings in the order 9. Al derech. It means avad. That's nish. That's a chizglat as a regular case where someone comes to a place, someone sitting by in front of a gemara as a cup licking gans and gets andish. He's dreaming. He's spacing out. He's avad. So it's only his guf is on the gemara. His nevish is bechal not there. So that's verstehtman doch that it's only the mamish is there. Here, then you're not. Then you like have no contact bechal with the thing that you're someone sitting in a class and heard bechalish b'smeret nish v'gan demnetza. Their nefesh was there, and they had to be sensitive to Esav. But in Vasei Bashtana, that they were only by Esav with their guf. So the Shtana, even though they were there, they thought about him, but they felt that it was the hergish was always that the fact that they're thinking about him, the fact that they're dealing with him, is not, that's not their mahos. Their mahos is to be in Yaakov's daldamas. That's their mahos. That's where they belong. Like someone goes to a place and he's doing stuff, but he's sensitive a whole time that it's against his nature to do it. See, he feels uncomfortable doing it. He's somewhere, Lapeli's doing it, and he's making cheshbainis, he's thinking about it, but he feels the entire time that it's not this, it's hepechis teva to do it. That's what they're saying over here also. They felt that their mohos, they belong to be in Yaakov's daladamas. Either being mevarer Esav, their inyan is not being mevarer Esav, that's not their inyan. Their inyan is not taking care of Esav. Their inyan is, even beruchnis, even a tikkun ruchni. To do a bitter on Esav, that's not their inyan. Their inyan is to be in Yaakov's daladamas. I lepel there by Esav, that's just technical. And it's hepech mohosam. And then bashtan in the meaning. So it's as if Zeir Mahus Nish Gemendert. Only the Guf and Mamish was there. Yeah, so this we're going to have to understand. But the Pshat and the Mada Zakter. Yeah, does I'm Pashtin. L'chur, some is doing the Veda of Birur, Birur of Esav. Why can't you say that Mretach Nish, that your Mahus should be in Esav's Daladam? So Mretach, your Mahus should be in being Mesak in Esav. They're saying it's more than that. That's Avad, the Shlugas was in Mivar Esav. The Maggid was saying that even that the way to do bitter Esav is when you don't feel comfortable even being Mesakin Esav. You don't feel comfortable in Esav's Daladamas. Even being your Indian is not being Mesakin. Your Indian is Yaakov's Daladamas. Okay, we'll have to see this. Behem Shechasich. The Elam Fashteit was Meret. Yeah. This is only as if nishn demashtid zir. Zir inin is to be by Yaakov. Yeah. Mekayim hamitu etz Yaakov esham ikram nafshim. Their mohos is to be in Yaakov's daladams. Either by Esav, this is Yaakov is a geshik to hinsu. That's not their inyan. They were sent there. B'dugma sagov sheinim tzir la'atzmi al shtafel nafshim. So here the Rebbe is saying over here really two taichin. What's the pshat? He only sent the mamash of the malachim. The first, in the beginning of this, a couple of lines earlier, the Rebbe says that the Havana was, even though they were by Esav, it's as if they weren't there. We want to say, al-derech, like you say, someone's in a chves, in a shir, and his nefesh is not there. Only his guf is there. So al-derech, they were by Yaakov, they were by Esav, their mohus wasn't by Esav. Yeah, that's attachment. Only the mamish was there, but the shas vi can zayin as azach. They can't say that literally their nefesh was somewhere else and their guf was there. They had to deal with Esav. They had to be misasik with him. They had to think about him. So what's pshat? You can't see the literal musik of someone being in a place and his mind liktar gesandish in ganzen. So the Rebbe says the vart is that even though they take dealt with him, but there was always the hergesh given alamo that their inyan is not being mevar Esav. Their inyan is being Yaakov's daladamas. Either doing this, that's only Yaakov zigeshikt. So that's just the davar tofel. That's their inyan is Yaakov. Lepel Yaakov sent them to do kach v'kach, but that's not their mahos. And so the pshat mamish is al derech, like the guf is butl. So they were there also benafshim lepa. They had to think about Esav. It's not only that the guf was there; they were thinking about it. They're being avarim. But al derech, like the guf is a tuffle of butl al nefesh. Al derech zed, their being there was a tuffle to their mos. Their ikmos is by Yaakov. Ayil player somewhere else. That's technical kaviyachad somewhere else. It's not a part of your inyan. You're there because Yaakov sent you there, not because your inyan is to be there. So it's aderech, like the guf's whole inyan. The inyan is not guf. The inyan is just a tafel on nefesh. Aderech said they're being there. The inyan wasn't to be there. It was just a tafel because you're just being mamali Yaakov shluchas. Not that your inyan is to be mevarer Esav. Yeah. So the vart is, the shaila is, when as imsrat shluchas is, the hergish is that this is my place. This is my job. This is my place. Or my place is by Yaakov. I was sent here, so I'm doing this. But my being here, that's not my mos. Your place is Yaakov. Your place is to be the Dalad Amos of Yaakov Avinu. Huh? No, your place is not to be Yaakov Shlokas. That's like the Rebbe Dov. Your place is to be by Yaakov. Yaakov, you're being Mamal Shlokas Yaakov. That's not your mahus is not the bitter, the Shlokas. That's what the Rebbe is saying here. If your mahus becomes your job, the Shlokas that you have, and that you identify yourself with the Shlokas, with the job that you have, with the bitter of Esav, take it. Then you can't be Mamal the Shlokas. It's not because of it. So your muhus is never that. Your muhus is to be in Yaakov's Dal Damas. And the fact that you're there, that's with Erech Tafel. My inyan is not to be here. My inyan is not there. My inyan is to be by Yaakov. Yaakov sent me here, so I'm here. It's not Chazach. The fact that I'm here is a Tafel. That attaches up. What does that mean? Where is their Makam Amiti? Where is the muhus of this person? Where does he belong? Where is his true place? In Yaakov's Dal Damas. You're saying, what do you mean Yaakov's Dal Damas? His true inyan is to be a Shliach. What do you mean? Not to be. Rabbi Zaknish does it. His true muhus is to be in Yaakov's Dal Damas. And if Chol HaYesim, why? So why is he by Esav if it's not his place? Well, technically, he has to be there. Well, Yaakov Atim Geshik Teinsu. Not because that's his mahus, that's his inyan. Yeah. Chenas Tafel means it's nisht in them b'shtei dveres. It doesn't have any imprint on who he is. His mahus is Yaakov. Is being by Yaakov. And he was, his Yaakov sent him there. It's not Chazal.
That's a good
thing. Huh?
Yaakov's place is a good thing.
Yaakov's place is an amazing thing.
Yaakov's
shlichus
is better.
The Rebbe is saying over here, in order to be ma'ala the shlichus, you're chilek with the first thing. You can have your opinion. I'm not saying. We'll see in there, but the Rebbe's mevayr. The Rebbe got to give the chagan sabir. The Rebbe says not like that. You're learning a new thing now. I'm saying, look in the Arda 8. V'lechein harei ze pirish v'tebas v'yishlach Yaakov. Ki gam ze sharuchnis nishraim Yaakov reize chilek v'shachos m'shal Yisov. Rebbe says the pearl that the whole shlichus of Esav was to misakin Esav. The shlichus was to misakin Esav. If they would leave the shpa being in Yaakov's Dal Adamas, and there would be any yachas to Esav, they wouldn't be able to be mevarer him. The only way to be mevarer him was if they stay with the full hafshata of being in Yaakov's Dal Adamas. Only if their mahus stays in Yaakov's Dal Adamas, they are going to be able to be mevarer Esav. That's again the shlichus. What in Vosfer if in Firtzach Adurch the Vayishlach Yaakov? If they liganish, if there's no yachas and sima slave to the Makam Amakabel, the fact that I'm here is I'm fulfilling a mission here because Yaakov sent me to do it. There's nothing. I have nothing to do with this place. What are you doing here? I was sent on a mission. Nothing to do with because my mahus is shayich here. Yaakov sent me to fulfill a certain mission, but my mahus has no connection to this place. My mahus is in Yaakov's Dal Adamas. That's the yeah. There's gonna be a row later. The guy is shlichus mamish, but it does have pashtein taka. What's the?
It's not pshat. The nefesh of the shlichus is Yaakov. It's not the pshat.
No, we'll see. There's a whole something. There's the ganze sicher. We'll see how the Rebbe is going back. Yeah, but if you want, if you don't have patience, if you look, where's the Rebbe say at the end? Yeah, the Rebbe letach at the end. Okay, the Rebbe does. Okay, mit balzer, the ganze meister. We'll see. Pisa yuvon asher leizu b'lat shpirah shamaget. Dosh asteves mamish. Ini says the pirah shapasha shvat kosh asteves zu. Ela adrab mavari mafir. Vazak Rashi. Rashi zogt that who did he send? He literally sent malachim. What's a malach? A malach is a yidus merkavet alakus. Eser alakus veser garnish. That's malachim mamish. Literally malachim. What's the mahus of a malach? Zeganze was alakus. He had to pay attention to Esav, so he had to become aware of Metzias of Klippa, of Yesh, of Russia. So he wasn't literally a Malach. Was he in the state of literally a Malach? See, this person, he was literally a Malach. Literally, Kolin Yoni is Abbas Hashem. Kolin Yoni is Dveikus Talukus, Bittul Talukus Betachlis. Lepoil, when he was sent to Esav, he wasn't literally a Malach, because he had to pay attention to that. He had to speak Esav's language, he had to deal with Esav. Hatzachnish Geherda de Malachim Amish. How does Rashi say, as literally Malach, Lechori was in a tunu of dealing with Esav? So of them, the Magid Mefarish, what Rashi zot. אלא אדרבה, הוא מברר כי אפשר שיש מלאכים ממש לפעול בירה בעשב, תחת זה גשת החומרס, הוא דווקא כשנפשם ורחון יוסם דפוקו קשורה ביעקב, ואין המשתנס גם כשנמצא מצל עשב. יא, בוא זה תקד הרביר, עד מכן תקד, first of all, they should be able to maintain the עניין of מלאכים ממש, and that they should be able to מברר תקד עשב, which is תחת זה, תחת זה גשת החומרס. It's not so pushed. Tachlis hagashmis v'chumris. Mivar eisav just take if hayeshes, take if haklipet. Tachlis hagashmis v'chumris. Yeah, the epitome of hagashmis v'chumris. To take care of such a cheshach as dafke, if you're tachlis haruchnis. Tachlis haruchnis means there is no yirida klal in your ruchnis. To take care of a psa cleaner geshem, nishta zagreser geshem, so maybe you don't need to have such a tachlis haruchnis. But if it's tachlis hageshem, you need tachlis haruchnis. Tachlis haruchnis means that there is no nesina smakim klal to a tnu of heipachalukus. What does it mean Yaakov? Yaakov's Aladamus means there's no veld. There's no Metzias outside of the Eibishter himself. That's Tachlis Aruchnis. There's no Nesina Smagna from Metzias of Yesh. If you're going to pay attention to Esav means that you're becoming aware of the fact that there's a Yesh, you have to be understanding when you speak to Esav, you're relating to him. That's not Tachlis Aruchnis Vavshat, Tachlis Aruchnis Vavabitl. In order to take care of Tachlis Agashmis, you have to be connected to Tachlis Aruchnis Vavanashamim. So we can take a zan the malachim going to Esau, being in Esau's aldamis. How are they not affected at all by Esau? They had to think about it, they had to deal with him. The Teretz is they weren't there. They felt that the havanish kishachis made their plats. They were dealing with him. They were talking to him. But it was as if Esau read yesh zom gehert v'saret, but had no. It didn't make sense to them. Machal v'holding. Sinir zeirzak. They're in his yaka. They're in his tachas abitul. So what are you doing there? If you're in tachas abitul, yakav etmergeshik. It's nachazah. I was sent by Yaakov to do it, but that's not where my mehus is. My mehus is not giving a tisa smokim to mitzis and not speaking a language that Esav understands. That's not my language. Even when I'm speaking it, it's not my language. So why are you speaking that language? That's technical. That's tough. I was sent there by Yaakov. That's what the Rebbe said. V'nimtza eifu is a pirusha shel ha-magid. Sh'rak ha-mamish sholach Yaakov le-Esav madgish eid yeses pirusha shposha shol tevas mamish. Sh'sholach es ha-malachim even shohyu v'nishiru malachim mamish. So does Am Fashtein, we have to understand, first of all, what's the Pshat in them? What's the Pshat? That in order to Malachim Tachas, in order to Mevarim, the Rebbe says this, the Rebbe says that in order to Mevarim the Esav, you have to be Tachlis Aruchnis. That's what the Rebbe says. Good. But the Shaila is, if you're Tachlis Aruchnis, how is that going to affect Esav? If you're, there's no Kirov to Esav's most, how are you going to affect him? How is Shaychas Azainin? How is it Shaychas that a Yid should be in a state where he's by Esav and Afal Bikain, he stays with Tachlis Aruchnis, Tachlis Apshat, as if, and his makim, his mahus is not mishtan alagam. Rebbe got this gemis vashti. Deilom is betecheinin, mehert, was retzach. Yeah. Sam, you're saying about the shlichis, but why do you have anocha that, okay, I don't know what you mean. This is a besonder shmus. Okay.
The other didn't answer that question by saying that it's mekayme, meaning you're on.
Rebbe says mekayme hamiti yitzay Yaakov. What does that mean? Saying the pasha says bar.
With all sensitivity, like you said, at the same time.
But you're. It doesn't suit you that you're here.
So why did that oppose the shlichus?
It's like when the opinion when American shlichus, he put on a tie. He didn't feel comfortable in a tie. It didn't suit him. He wore it. Okay, but that's it. Yeah, he wore it. He didn't identify himself with it. I'm not saying that a tie is a hitachem tzitz. The Rebbe is saying the necessity is that you don't. Of course, you relate to your makom shlichus, but the Rebbe is saying in mohusa inyan, your place is elukus b'pshitus, not elam hazeh. You have to be in elam hazeh lepoel. Your nevish and your guf. Your nevish also has to be in elam hazeh. But it's not your mohus. Your mohus and your ratzin is to be in Yaakov's daldams. Yeah. Feder Hashayla, I'm saying today it's hard to, but someone goes on shlichus and he doesn't want to come back to go to be in the Rebbe's daldams. The Rebbe in case of our shlichus is only on shlichus and that's it. That's you understand is not. So why the shluchim come to the Rebbe? I'm saying, well, Stan was yeshes, they're mitzvahs, legarmi, it's for themselves.
Because
they had to have what to say.
No.
Why did they have to go?
Yes, I don't know.
The Rebbe is saying, punkt fakir to be, it's nishtas. Okay, let me say, Mr. Imaz, Irmivar. Yeah. Okay, we'll see how the Rebbe is invited. Amar Yishla Magid Hanal, V'chin Eira Me'anal Bavidasenu, but in the best of Ashtain, Yuvim Betes Fizbir, Adei Ha'izbeninus Bazman V'amatze D'amirus Terezu. It's for Eintrachten, the Zman Manus Terezu was said, and the Matze Vuos is sich gehalten. Kinitzke Lir Terezu Amra Magid B'Shabes Archein Eshlofnei Eshtakusi, and the Rebbe says also that he was B'shach V'al Eresh, no, he was that he was B'shach V'al Mitase. Is this not so? B'shach where is it? B'shach that brings in the print. B'shach V'al Mitase. B'shach V'al Mitase. Yeah, yeah, B'shach V'al Mitase. Yeah. So the Rebbe says that so that's so. Shemizem Muvan Shemaimer Zu Yesh Kein Savva VeIra Klolis Aves Hashem Avider Chesedis. This is not Stam Dover Prati. This is Aira Klolis Aves Hashem Avider Chesedis Ol Meshach Adere Sabay. Yeah. Kein Savva. This is the Savva VeIra Klolis Hashem Avider Chesedis Ol Meshach Adere Sabay. Mikivan Shembe Tamidav Shel Rav Magid Haya Admar Azagin Atamid Achav VeLo BeYisa. That's number one. Again, the Talmud Achaviv Alav, where do you see? You see that he learned Alter Rebbe in a special way, and with a Sefer, with a Sefer, then they got the other Talmudim. And then he adds, "Gam Yidua Maimer Rabbi Berditcher," that even what he learned, what Alter Rebbe was there with everyone. Besides, the Magid gave a special, it was unique attention to Alter Rebbe. That's the Einza. Then even when Alter Rebbe was the Maimer Kulam, the Chaviv the Maimer from the Berditcher were Kulam and Me'al Gegesim from Ein Shisel. And the Litvak, the Kavanah to the Alter Rebbe, Kikin Hayinik Refi Tamidei Rav Magid, Loka Chilek HaMufcher. So even Vasert Gehat Metalman, he took the smetan of the Indian. So Hari Muvan, Shairo Anal, Shalai Rav Magid, Shomer Samach Listakusi, Mechuvenes, since the Tamid Achi Chaviv is the Alter Rebbe, so who is his Savo Mechuven to? Who's going to carry out the Magid's mission in the Eibayfin Achi Mufcher? That's going to be the Alter Rebbe. So that Hayra of the Magid, there's a Savo for in order... What's the message that is leaving? What we should continue with? So who's the one that's continuing him in the hechslev? And that's the Alter Rebbe. It's a merish of Chassidus Chabad. Yeah. But pi ma maria yidua shel Rav Magid. Shomer laadmer azogin. It's kislev who yomtiv yema ilula shalom. So unzer yema ilula. It is kislev misgal salik Rav Magid. It's a yema shnat stuff. Yes, laadmer azogin. Chirus maser befuzash gilu teres Chassidus. Mistaber lema shatera anal heyes ba'amra magid lefnei yema ilula shalei. Yes, a shaykhiz mechadis yema ilula shal admar azagin. Hainu liyem kulaz admar azagin. Means, since everything, every prat is negea and every prat is meduik. Every prat. So the fact that he said it's samuch listal kusay is a tzava. If it's a tzava, it means that it's a yirah lemeshach deir sabayim. It wasn't stam. Something the magid said b'chayi, it's not a message for the generations after. It's not a tzava. Hashem, if he said samach listakusi, it's b'teras tzava. B'teras tzava means that it's for ayirah, for derech lachri, number one, and it's a davar klali. Not a tzava. You don't give every detail on a tzava. Tzava is your main essential points you give out on a tzava. And for the derech tzava, that's number one. Number two, the fact that the pel mamash was close to Yitzchak Kislev. So mitvelchi inin das verbunden with the inin of Yitzchak Kislev. Besides the fact that it was samach listakusi, so it's a tzava. But the fact that it was close to Yitzchak Kislev. Because the stakus could have been any other day, but it's Yitzchak Kislev. So the mashmos is that it has to do with the inyan of Yitzchak Kislev. What's the inyan of Yitzchak Kislev? If in prati, the inyan of Afatzam Yonas Chutz. I mean, there's common yonim of Chassidus Chabad in Andre Verte. But Dor Retman Ayirah Klolis in the inyan of Chassidus, which the way it's connected to the inyan of Yitzchak Kislev. There's Chassidus Chabad, the way it's connected to Yitzchak Kislev. That was Nika. It's going to be Mivar. Yeah. This year, it's also like this, yeah? We can learn another 14. That's Nika Takadu this year. Befrat kshakvi si shechal yitzchak kislev bepashas vayishlach. So take shgach pratis. Shaz neisef alanal yesh neira hirat admar azakin sirchum lichis mazman hainu pashas shavuot zesmerish pashas shavuot zirchum lakach zehira abir inyana manasim shavuot zeh. Meila this yitzchak kislev, this has to be the focus. This year yitzchak kislev, the focus is the maggot's teira on the pashas vayishlach. Okay. Fine. Dal, yim gula zeh yitzchak kislev. Vaz pashtit rechidish mi yitzchak kislev. Rechidish shabayhu. Yinin av yifutso ma yinesecha chutza. Which the Rebbe is going to explain the Hemshech Hasicha, what's the inner of Yifutzu Ma'ayin Nesecha Chutza. So, Im She'ini Yifutzu Ma'ayin Nesecha Chutza Muvani Kipshutai, Hafatzis Ma'ayin Nesecha Teres Achsidis, to spread the Ma'ayin Nesecha Chutza, Teres Achsidis. Omno, Mekim, Shisrael Meskashiram Be'ir Aysa. Not only the Merkusher Beteira, but Yidin Ateira are one Mitzias, one Kuda, Kulachad. Haribuvan, Shkasher Nasa Chidish of Chinas Ateira, Shasivert in Fanafatze. In Teira, Chidish in Teira, Nasa Chidish Dugmasi, Vesisha Gamim Chinas Yisrael. So the same way in Teira, Tchuvgit and the Infant of Futsam and Sacha Chutza, Alders and Negate Mohosa Vayid, which are Yidis Yisrael, Veras of Kulachad, also Tugget and Azamas in of Yefutsu, Mayonas of Vayid Chutza. Which that's going to be the main arichis of the sikh. The chiddush of afatz mayonis chutzah legabi ayid v'nishmasi. Mayonis elef shiutas kislev huschala afatzasi chutzah is the mayonis of primis atelia. Nigle day raisa dasi gaven ba afatz eichet fari yitas kislev. The ufto of the afatz mayonis chutzah of yitas kislev is the afatz of primis atelia. Which primis atelia is called nishmasi day raisa. Why taka was nishmas atayre behelim and gufe deraisa begili? The Rebbe is saying that's not only as if you mitzad bepashat al pidin. There's halachas. You talk about ma'aser merkava. Since we're dealing with delicate inyanim, we're talking about yedias alakus. So there's hagbolas of how you're supposed to teach it, who you're supposed to teach it, and what type of setting. But the Rebbe is saying here, the fact that it was behelim is inside the etzim nature of primis atayre. Primis atayre is that etzim uhusay is ma'efen of hell, not just mitzad zdadi, mitzad sibis zdadi is mitzad hagbolas of like Yavin Shechon Aruch, mitzad people, delicate things, learning it nishvi is after them. The Rebbe says it's a different word. Dugma lahefer shahayis shibayin guf ha'adam b'nishmas. Haguf hi mitziyiz guloye v'nikaris. Yeah, the guf is a apparent and a concrete, tangible mitziyiz, a galiyatika mitziyiz. She'ef shalir eiso olam ashesha. So it's a mitziyiz guloye. Mashikin ha'nisham shalay zubavad. She'i ef shalir teifzu b'hiyachu. Meret, the nisham is not a mitziyiz guloye v'nikaris. Shalay zubavad she'ef shalir teifzu b'hiyachu shma gufni. Kenish on tap in the nisham. Kenish nishmakin. Can't see it. Even with a keich haseichel dak, an edel haseichel, haseichel mufshit, there is no, you can't what the nefesh is. Keich haseichel agia rak ledias mitziyuzah shel haneshama. You can listen that there is a neshama, there is chayis, there is a neshama. Adi pu'ulas haneshama baguf. Zeh shaguf chayim, chayiv, maybe ledias tzichlis, shebaguf nitzas, nefesh chayim chayis. Avom husa shel hanefesh, yilamadim asaga tzichlis. That I was saying, the neshama, the nefesh, is in of chayis, it's in of chayis is something which has no tzir. We have no hasaga what chayis is, what nefesh is. We know that there is a davar chay. We know that there is a from the fact that the guf is alive, the guf is moving and it's thinking and it's doing and it's walking. We know that there's a source, a nefesh. There's a life force that gives life to the guf. But what exactly is this life force? We have no idea what the life force is. It's not nitvas nasag. It's hechaf nasagas sitlus. So it's an efen of helen. There is no kalim for it. There's no way being tapis. It's in the pshitis. It's hecher from mitzias. It's not a mitzias gluya. So v'achidish yitzkis levshim oz ve'elach. Gam chelik hanelam v'apnimi de teira. So alders legabi guf v'nisham nishmas adam. Alders legabi guf v'deiraisa v'nishmas deiraisa. That the guf v'deiraisa is the chelik ha'teira which is mugdur and mitzuyer. It's a mitzias gluya v'nikeres. Yeah, ze oser v'ze muter. It's a seichel dvarim mukshim. It's a seichel mukshim. Seichel anushim. Dvarim mukshim. Mashiach and the inyanim of primis atayr are dvarim mufshatim. In the pshitis. Primis alukos. No tzir. No agdar. V'chidish it is kislev shema'az ve'ela gam chilek ha'nelem v'apnimit atayr nim shechobol edigidi. All those inyanim pnimim then is gali gavon. Ad shenitan lelamdei u la'asige v'seichel k'me shemasigim is chilek ha'nigle atayr. I feel lafitzi chuzah. These became open inyanim which a person could relate to them, could understand them. Can grasp them in a full grasp. Punkt as a person is able to understand the svar and nigelik and fashtin. In the inyanim of chassidus, when it's slabish in asage and musagim and ideas that you can understand, and they become ideas that are relatable to the chutz. You're able to they become messages. They become ideas. They're able to publicize. It means they became open, accessible ideas, apparent ideas. They're not dvarim stumim v'ne'alamim. The bederek klal. You want to give over of sadaver sasim v'ne'alam. In a pshitis, the person has to be a psakeli to be margishit. But if you're in a chutzah, you can't give them over in a way that someone that is not in tune to pesaimik should have a saga. They're ever saying that matmabish gven alukus and azal cheifanim in a levushim of a saga. Even someone that's in chutzah means he's not a psin tune to grace a pshitis nafshat. He's a regular seichel or chutzah. Also there, you're able to be mefarshim than yadam the rayonis of chassidus. That's the chiddush in teira. In the chiddush zeh shebeteira. Gili nishmasi deiraisa. But the Gemara says, the point that they've been telling, given their chiddush, since Yisrael is kasher on Be'eraisa, and Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, the Torah is chad. So, but the Gemara says, is chadish as gam mechunas Yisrael. The Zalber Uftu is chadish geworden, also ben Negei Tayid. Because Yisrael Be'eraisa chad. There is another 19, Befrat Bria Sa Adam, Lo Amal Teri Yulat. We made the movement, Shekshnasa Chiddush Be'eraisa chad, Nasa Eisa Chiddush gam Be'adam. What's the Befrat? In of Yisrael, because Yisrael Chad is the in primius atayr of Zayar. The Rebbe brings up the Pashtus. The Gemara says that Adam lo amal yulad, a person was created for the sake of harving in Torah. So Torah and a person, even a penigla is one thing. A person's b'chitzen, he says, without going into primius Yisrael, because Yisrael Chad, Yisrael is kasheran beiras. It's in Goli. A person was created for the sake of harving in Torah. So his home, so his mitzvahs l'chatchila connected to Torah. He suited to Torah. So b'shas v'ta chiddush in Torah, v'ta chiddush b'ayin. Okay. Shanashama Shabesh Mzadatsmi, so what's the Chuvigatan? Shanashama Shabesh Mzadatsmi, Mchinasi, Behelem Canal, Toyres Libigile, Hindu Gam Binyana Gufshali. The Neshama is on Meir Zain in Guf, in Yonah Guf. So that's what I was going to be Mazbe here. Gubas handles sich. Let's get together and see what's going on. Let me see what's going on. Says Bir Adover. Yeah, so we're not saying was the neshama is in apshitis, but the neshama should be nirgash begilui in the inyan eguf. That was going to explain what that means in sifei. As Eiplan Zagan says, sifei is the aschal of the inyan, and then the, where he speaks the nekud of chsidis beikers in sif zayin. But there's a this is like a line from the inyan. The Rebbe starts off from sifei biradav. This is really akdam in a way to what the Rebbe is going to say behemshich. Bezgalusa shel neshama beguf. I'm reading that the neshama is nirgash a meir in the guf. It's from beze fanim klolim. There's two fanim. Vifal the neshama herzach in guf, and how the guf is affected by this gilui. Yeah, the Rebbe says number one is there is galas and neshama b'mida kazu. In vas faraifin is the neshama meir in guf. In aifin that she yesh la shlita al guf, v'aguf nichna la. But because the nirgash a guf, kamsiyas laasim. Yeah, there's one aifin. The guf doesn't only mean pashit guf. The guf means the whole mareches of the guf. The guf, the nefesh hachayunis. There's one tfis of chaim gufim. There's a guf. A person is a mitzias and he has a. And he has a whole life. His gufin is the life. Yeah, so he's hungry. He gets hungry. He gets tired. Everything is basically surrounded around him. Then there's neshama. The neshama is chilke kamei mal mamish. The whole nekuda of the neshama is to bem is meir lekus begili. So there's one. Even the neshama bechal is not meir of the guf. Yeah, there's you have a guf and you're bechal not sensitive that there's something deeper to that has surrounded Eibishter. Your whole life is surrounded around your own mitzvahs. And your guf, in your conscious mitzvahs, in your guf, in your regular life, you bechal not margish as far as neshama. Then your guf is the dominant chelik. The nachi found that the neshama is begili in the guf. That means that a person is margish. It's meir benafshe that there's a neshama. It's a neshama. So he's margish the emes of a lukus. He's margish that a lukus is adasi the emes. So the one eifin is that he's margish lukus is the emes. So lepoil mamish, his guf is a mitzvahs. And his guf is, and his guf has ritzenis, and his guf has his function, his way of life. The poel he bothered is margish at the neshama dasa der emes. So what is that poel? Because the guf hurt as frana emes, so he's nichna to the neshama. The guf is doch, even though my mitzias and my interest would be kach v'kach, but if you're margish, zah emes, it's a hecker from here, you're in his battle, klapi that emes. That's one eifin. If the emes is not mir altogether, then your whole life surrounds just around yourself. Mashiach, if the emes of your neshama is mir, so mir has getlachkeit, so there's an evish there. What is that pill when you're margish at this emes? The basic shlav when you're margish svana emes, where your margish is a mele, so I have to machne myself. It's not my geschmack, it's not my interest necessarily, but that's the emes. And if the emes is mir, you're sensitive to the emes, it's going to be machayev that you should be in his battle to the emes. And the emes should be the one controlling and be the dominant power in my life. That's the first thing. But I will because nirgash guf kmitzias latzim. But the guf is still a mitzias. The guf has his own ritzenis. He has his own cheshek, his own inyanim. What's the inyan? A tzveta reif in the faran shanisham. So the tzveta reif in the faran shanisham ibizgal is called kach ba guf. At shaguf inyan mitzias latzim klal. And meet this inyan gila nisham ba guf. Another efin is that the nisham is as I was saying is fully begili in the guf. That means I meet this inyan gila nisham ba guf. The neshama is in the guf to the fullest extent possible. The most, the ultimate that the guf is able to handle. What's the ultimate? The ultimate is that this nizgal in the guf, that the guf is margish, that its whole mahus is just being a levush to them, just being a keli to them. Yeah. Shem is God's guf. Kol kabah guf. Asher guf. Any mitzvah is la'atz miklal. Guf is not a metzias for himself. What's the whole inyan aguf? The whole inyan aguf is a durchfir, and the emes is what's nirgash in the neshama. Nirgash neshama is that it's not that ebeshar and besides ebeshar nothing else exists. Hu levad yuvein zolos. Besides that emes is mer betachlis. So it's mer betachlis is that the guf also magish that the einzige zach is the holokus. And what's all metzias is to be a levush to durchfir and the resenis and the kavanas of the neshama. That's his whole metzias. But there's no chesed for himself. I was going to touch up. But dugma leguf and nefesh of nafshi b'hamis v'chiyunis. Had he yet shall chali b'nei v'leim ha-shaguf ha-metzias la'atzmi v'chiyuais v'resenish l'nevi shaka d'isi v'ushli. Yeah, we can't actually say that the guf is a metzias for itself, which functions on its own. Yeah, it's a guf, it's a whole metzias, and it has kav yochel, its retzenis, and its mahus, its kav, its mahalach ha-machshav. And then, poel, the nefesh is stronger than the guf, the nefesh is ruchni, the nefesh is nefesh, so the guf is only basar v'dam. So since the guf is only basar v'dam, so the nefesh is chayis, the nefesh is much more of eichus dikim metzias than the guf. So now the guf is machniya itself, as the nefesh vil, the guf, since the guf is tak metzias shel basar, which is shalei be'erach, be'eichus, lower than the nefesh, it's machniya itself to the nefesh. That's the chayis of the guf. The whole chayis of the guf is the nefesh. Well, the whole mahus haguf is the fact that is the chayis shabbat. The metzias, harim yuchad ma nefesh v'tachas ha'samus satsmus v'abitl. The guf is not a metzias for himself. It's not a function for himself. His whole mahus is that his whole mahus is the nefesh. Saying that's a chayis is the nefesh. And his whole inyan is that the nefesh should be pearl through him. That's the whole mahus. The whole mahus, a person is happy, a person smiles. So it's not that the nefesh is happy and then your mitzvah, the guf, to smile. The whole mitzvah guf is to reflect the nefesh. That's the whole mitzvah guf. The nefesh, das is ein chayis, das is ein mahus. That's his chayis. It's not something else. What's the guf? The guf is just the levush, the chayis. It's just a mirror of what's going on in the nefesh. That's the whole mitzvah guf. So if the guf is just a mirror of what's going on in the nefesh, which has the nefesh is a fridden, you don't have to be a pro that the guf should be happy. If the nefesh is happy, then the guf is happy. The guf's whole inyan is to reflect the nefesh. That's chatchilah's whole mahus. He's just a reflection of something else. He's not a mahus for himself. Oh, that's since the nefesh is the chayis haguf, sadeh miyuchad ma nefesh. The guf is erst zach ein zach with the nefesh. That's his chayis, and he's bottled to the nefesh. That means that the guf's whole inyan is to reflect the nefesh, not something else. Okay. So there's that. Al derech zez b'negia l'chayis neshama b'nei Yisrael. Al derech like I say b'negia t'nefesh v'guf. So al derech zez b'negia t'nechayis neshama b'nei Yisrael. That the mitzvah se'inyan is that the neshama is the chayis and the pnimius of the guf. It's not something else. The guf is just a levush to reflect the neshama. That's the whole guf se'inyan. Al derech zez b'negia t'nefesh v'guf. Al derech zez b'negia l'chayis neshama b'nei Yisrael. Atum kurim od ma'ashamad am le'ali. Shigam chayus magash misim nefesh olikis. Ayid is adam le'elyin. So that means the pasuk says atom kriim adam. It's ungrufen. I mentioned, but the shalos says that adam is not Hashem offerim an adam. Adam is Hashem adam le'elyin. That means that the adam atom get a chaf a mensh dolamata and yidin lamata in this world. And yidin are called atom kriim adam Hashem adam le'elyin. That means that yid lamata. Chayus agash mis is adam le'elyin. Chayus agash mis is from the nefesh olikis. She called in Yoni Mitsuyusi the Gufa Israeli who Shahu Klila Nisham. The ganze Indian Mitsuyus in the Guf is, he's not a Mahus for himself. He has no Mahus for himself. What's his whole Indian? What's his whole Mahus? To be a Kaili at the Nisham is a kind of Durkhfir and Zainizah. Chdeisha Nisham to Khalakam and Sinish Lakadish Baruch. Hamalubish, when it says Maisi is, the Nisham's Indian is Zain Batal Telekus, he's a Chalaka Kamimal Mamish, and his Indian is that the Abish's Kavana should be in the Smalit. That's the Nisham's Indian. Bechdea the Nisham is a kind of Isfir and Mabishin's Rasin. Which some that are connected to in Yonim Gashmi, Tfilin Sitzes Dakahulu, is Dafka Ide Ivard of Hagashmi Shlaguf. Rishim Suzi Shlaguf, who the Tachlezu, Shabay Valyadi Pelas and Shom Mashlimas Tafkid of Elam Haz. So what's the Shlemas? The Shlemas is that the Neguf feels that what's his Mahus? His Indian is Milui in Yoni of the Nisham. That's his Indian.
First item is not practical.
Huh? What do you mean practical?
Doesn't happen.
What do you mean doesn't happen? If that's the Beirani of your Pashtas. The regular Beirani is Meir Shalit Alalev. This is, I mean, the second Eifin is someone is all halting thereby that it's that a same way as Guf, the whole Matzias a Guf is to be a Emtsoy for the Nefesh, to reflect the Nefesh. The Guf is one with the Nefesh. Al Derech Ze, the Guf Vayit, his whole Matzias is that is just in order for the Ratzon Elyon to be in the Smal, in order for the Neshama to Durch for Zayin in Yon. That's a ganz fine Dargi.
That doesn't happen automatically. It sounds like it's true. That's what it is.
By a regular person. By every yid, that's the emes. That emes is it. That's the guf of a yid. B'meila, since that's the emes, we could a person through aveda. If the reality was that the Eibusha created a guf, that in yoni is guf, then for night was Morgan. I mean, the Alter says the emes is that Adam Kurim Adam. The emes is that what's the truth? Apitera. What's the mitzvah Mitzvah Aguf? The Mitzvah Aguf is Kolin Yana is that the Ratzon of the Neshama should be Nesmal. That's the whole Mitzvah Aguf. The Ratzon of the Neshama is Kiyum Ratzon Aber. In order for the Ratzon Aber to be Nesmal, you have to have Yivarem Gashmi. Since that's the truth, a Yitra Veda could be Megale and can Taka Ufton. That should be Taka is Guf. That should be literally his reality. By that's a tzaddik. A tzaddik Zayid, which is Mefatal Nefesh Bahamis. So there's a Nishiyazim Neshama, and the Neshama is Mechayez his Guf. It means his Guf is Mechabal Chayez of his Neshama. How is the Guf Mechabal Chayez of the Neshama? Because the Guf is in Yoni, is flesh and blood, and the Neshama is Achille Kamim Mamish. The Teretz is Achille Kamim Mamish, the Yoni of the Guf is, Tachlisa is that the Neshama is in it, should be Nismal. That's the moment he has a Guf. He doesn't have any, he has nothing else to itself. Okay, we don't have to go through every single Prat. After Durgin, we don't have to go through every single Prat. We'll start Zivov. Beis Madregas Anal, we'll do these two Madregas and then we'll... I just want to be Madregas one thing. Okay, the Rebbe's going to say tie it up later. We'll see later. Beis Madregas Anal, Be'efim Gidah Anashama. One Efim Anashama, Rakshi Letas Alaguf. Yeah, but Shazmer Asfarna Emes. What's the first response? Asfarna Emes. That's my mohos. Mechetes, that's my mohos. My mohos is I have an Efshach Yunus. My mohos is eating, drinking, taking care of myself. There's a Malach Hazachai. There's a Guf. The Eved created the world that the Guf has a whole system of life and he has his interests and things. But I said, they heard their Emes. So they heard their Emes. Verter Eis Metzias. They heard Verter Eis Metzias. But as they heard their Emes, so the Emes is going to be the one in control. The Emes is much stronger than Stam as a life force of eating and drinking. That's what I like doing. That's my Metzias. But as the Emes is mayor, it's Mechayev me to be in his battle. That's the first Eved. Then that's not the ultimate Gila Emes. The ultimate is Mitzad Emes. There's no other Mitzvahs. The truth is in Mitzad Neshama there is no other Mitzvahs. There's only the Eved. So if the Emes is Meir in a way that there is a Mitzvahs, Elamayam Battle to the Emes, then the Emes is not fully Meir in the Guf, because the Guf at the end of the day feels that it has a Mahus Bifnei Atzmi. So Hakol, the Emes is greater than me, and I have to be Mizbattle to the Emes. But what's the V is their Emes? Their Emes is as Nishtakin Guf. That the only thing that exists is the Eved himself. And the whole Metzias Aguf is just a tuffle to Elikus. So when the Neshama is Meir Begila Yeser, when the Emes is Meir with its full, when the full Emes is Meir, then what's the Hergesh Aguf? That his whole Metzias is Hechetimsa, that the Ratzon Elyon should be Nesmal, that the Ratzon Neshama should be Nesmal. So that's in Taichus later. That's Tali, these two Efanim, if the Guf is a Metzias between Asmi or not, that's Tali, how much the Emes is Meir. If the Emes is Meir, how much the Guf is able to handle, so the Guf stays in Metzias Farzir, and the Emes is only pale on it, it doesn't take him out of his Metzias. The Emes is just pale, that the initial hergish of the Emes is, I'm left as battle against the Emes. You have to do it, you have to be machnir yourself to the Emes. But when the Emes is Meir with its fullest passion, with its full glory, so vazag the Emes, as Esel Kosi Garnish Ishta. And if that's Meir in the Guf, what does the Guf become? As that there's no such a thing Guf. There's no Indian of Guf. The whole Indian is that the Likus should be, the Ratzon Elyon should be in the Smal. That's the whole Metzius HaGuf. Beis Nadeg is not Beifin Gila and Shamash and Shamarak Shiletas HaGuf. Beis HaGuf in the Metzius Latz Miklal. Chulin Shkin Zach Merzich. So in Behesim Lebeis Yifani Aveda Kom Asechi Yil Lashem Shemayim B'chod Rechecha Deim. It always says it's not too, not saying the same Indian in two Lashem, two separate Indian. That first of all, yeah, it's masecha. What does it mean? It's masecha. Why does a person eat? Why does a person drink? Because yeah, that's his personal need. It's not the Eibishter. He's not doing it because the Eibishter gave him. He feels a need. He gets hungry. He feels a need to go eat. So he's eating. The need to eat, and the motivation to eat that comes from himself. A mensch wird hungrig. He has a guf, his guf becomes hungry, he wants to eat. So it's masecha. But shaila is, what is he going to use this meisim for? He's going to use it l'shem shemayim. Yeah, so that's, you know, bittul. L'shem shemayim, aval ha-meisim asim yonachal. But what's eating? Eating is, the guf can't function without eating. So you're doing something to sustain your body. For what purpose do you have your body? Now, what is your body? Your body is a body. And your body has needs, and that's what you're eating is a physical need. It's not a get lechazach, it's not a ruch nizegazach. It's a the body has a need to eat, and that's why you're eating. But what are you using your body for? Your body is going to be used to fulfill what Eibishter wants. That's one eifin. Avol aved b'chol derechad eiu is eifin kazeh shebchinas de eiu, which is idea savayu who b'chol drache v'inyanam atzim. Chol derechad eiu is that in drachecha in zealin v'istelukus. You're meskasha to the Eibishter through drachechadim, through drachecha yourself, through drachecha.
That
that in the Maisa, in the Chefts, in the Inyana Yaguf Gufe, Medem Alei forbidden Zachvat Nebishn. Is Drachecha, he gets hungry, Taken. So the fact, eating is always from the Seirach Aguf. But through his Guf, Guf is forbidden Zachvat Nebishn. Not through something else. That was going to teach you what it means. והפירוש בזה אף שלוחו למקום למה שהדרך היחידי לא ולדרך הזדה הוא הידי עניין הקדושה למצוא של הגיש ברוך וקיים מצווה אבל איך הגיע לזה ביסעסק עניין הרשוס כמה בחולי, משקה ומתון אז תחזיין לזה עניין הרשוס, הרס ונטרינק that's human needs nothing to do with the lukus תראה מי זה דהי בשר סתאר מה שאין כן that's human needs eating, drinking, משקה ומתון it's not עניין הרשוס קדושה וכן זה פרבינד ואת נבש נדורך זה זה בו העירו ועד גושה צריך להיז גם בכל דרכך עוד אף זין דהי The Rebbe is saying over here a whole different thing. Here, dealing with a case where a yid, everything inside a yid, the fact that he gets hungry, that doesn't give him any, it would just be mitzayr such a mitzvah. The same way that Rebbe is medamed al derech tachila Shabbos. So achila Shabbos, the true way achila Shabbos is, I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm not eating because I want to eat. It's a mitzvah to eat. Like I eat matzah. So I'm eating. It's not like that's not a regular eating lunch. You're eating lunch because you got hungry. So because I got hungry, I'm eating lunch. So the tzeirech to eat lunch that came from your guf. And so it's the achila, it's a regular, it's a achila shalishus. Mashiach and Red achila's matzah, for example, you're eating matzah, you're not eating because you're hungry. The evishot gehesen, esen matzah. So since the evishot gehesen, esach matzah. So then, with this maestro guf, I'm connecting to the evishot. I'm doing this while the evishot gehesen, nicht weil, not because the interest didn't come from me. So there's a yid that his whole kol drachecha is all the shame mili ratzon elyon. Nothing is nevea mitzad its mitzias. His guf has no tzrachim, has no ratzonis. His guf is just a mitzias, it's just a vehicle amalish ratzon elyon. Lepel, his guf gets hungry, but his whole guf, his whole, the fact that he gets hungry is all a levush telukus. It's all a tzerech alukus. Ayid asat as a hergish. Ayid as a hergish that be'etzem, why did the Eibishter make a need to go work? Is because be'etzem there's a mitzvah of tzedakah. And in order to have tzedakah, you have to work. B'meila, and in order for a person to go to work, he has to have a chveis, a cheshik to work. Therefore, that's why his guf has a cheshik to work. So either has that anachas, so when he goes to work, he's not going to work. He's going to do b'mekai mitzvah tzedakah. It's same anyone understands, if you're going to the store to buy tzitzis, so you're not going to do your, it's not, you're not going to do your matters, your inyanim. You don't have a need to wear tzitzis. David should geisen. If bothered it geisen, you're going into the store. So going into the store, that's not called l'shem shamayim. It's not masechel l'shem shemayim. L'chatchila, that's a hechsher of a mitzvah. So that you're doing a maisa achana to kim ratzon elyon. That's what you're doing. Mashiach, when you're eating, you're not, even if you're eating l'shem shemayim, you're not doing a maisa achana to ratzon elyon. Because the tzeirech that you had to eat was because you got hungry. And because you can't handle it. You can't function without food. But what are you going to use your food? What are you going to use your guf? Or are you going to use it for the Eibishter? But the tzeirech was neveim inside your guf. The second eifin is that your guf has not tzrachim. Your guf is not a mitzias. The only factor, the only mahus is the nefesh. He has needs, and what's the need? The need is chilek ma mamish bittel teratzin elyon. If Eibishter wants that I should go that I mention legging film in order to put on tefillin, I have to use a hand and I have to go to the store. That's called b'chol drachecha de'eyu. With drachecha guf I'm mekayim ratzin elyon. With drachecha guf I'm connecting to the Eibishter. So the tzir the rebbe's mitzayr the tzir na'aveda ayid was halder by. That his guf is only a tuffle to the ratzon elyon, so it's not shaykh to say that he should eat because his guf wants to eat. The guf has no wants. The guf is just a vehicle. It's just a daim. Kol tachlisi is lamalish ratzon elyon. So let's say it's very tungurik. The teretz. So what's taken the pshat? The pshat is there's a mitzvah. Let's say to give zakah. It's a mitzvah enek Shabbos. Because it's a mitzvah enek Shabbos, that's why the Eibishter made a teva kaviyachol that a guf is misanig from gashmius. Let's say as I'm a sort of word. The whole mitzvah of guf is just. L'shem b'chdeya the Eibishter's rasson is on the smaller burn. So why does the Rebbe in the Arab Yitzchak zar adagin chelikain look at the siches? The Rebbe Yitzchak felt that be'etzem he has no need for parnasa. Right? Not for parnasa. Don Hashem. That from Kazem the Eibishter will. But there's a mitzvah to give ma'is. There's a mitzvah to give zdaka. In order to give zdaka, yes, tav nechasa. So that's the way Yitz feels b'yachas to his going to work. He's going to work, but it's not a mitzvah. It's not ratzon elyon. It's going to work, but it's a achonet. Alei chetinsel kaim ratzon elyon. That's the. So it's al derech hanish tzerliya shachila atzme tiya kdeisha u mitzvah. Leirach shu b'kreicha yilma di yispa alachar. Arrest. He's being memale, his regular person eats. Even I mean, etuch ha-beinu nidal to the Rebbe saying, Ayid est, lemale is the raiv and ha-guf, er is hungrig. What does he use his guf for? He uses his guf for the Eibishter. But the act of eating is an act of taking away the thirst of the body. That's what the act of eating is. Here, the act of eating is not taking away thirst or hunger of the body. The act of eating is l'shem hechsher mitzvah. A mensch est as l'shem hechshem mitzvah. Not l'shem taking away the thirst and the hunger of the body. Because the body l'chatchil is not a mitzvah fin asmi. V'haylein akshe b'kreicha yilma dispar l'charkach. V'alderach achil l'shabbos edas mitzvah achil l'skotchem k'yitz v'zeh shem atzvah mitzvah. Bring the or a yid l'moshel, his only reason why he's eating is, only he has no interest to eat. Est nor, only because he wants to learn. Yeah, that's the Adarach of the Rebbe saying over here. You have a yid that he doesn't have any tzedek to eat. The only reason why he's eating is because the teva guf is that he can't function without eating, and he wants to learn. But mainly, eats that eating is not that's bechoter chechadeyu. Then with that eating itself, it's a hechsher to go learn. The same way going to get a sefer is not a ma'aser rishus. That's a achana to go sit down and learn and take the gemara. Adarach is if someone's only eating just in order for him to have energy to learn. He has no interest klal in eating. So then, his whole eating is just the hechsher mitzvah to be able to have keiach to learn. That's the bechoter chechadeyu. So that's the pchina and aveda. If your guf is a mitzias for itself, it has a ratzin v'cheshik b'fnei atzmi. Elamai, it's bottled, it's nichna to the neshama. Or l'chatchila, the whole mitzias a guf is a chetimtze that the neshama is like kind of durch for in zayin azach. But it's not. It doesn't have a mohus for itself. That's the second if. It's still not chesedis, but not chesedis chabad. Because then it's not. Yeah, it's nisht. We'll see in a minute. These two sugar aveda are tali. Vifol the nesham is mir and guf. That's the Rebbe Tash. Kshedag is galus abadam. Who even the shlita ala guf. That means vi herzak der emes. So herzak nish der emes with the emes is not fully be his galus. Because let's say the emes of the nesham, there is nothing else besides the Eibishter. He's magish the emes of alakus that alakus is in sof. In the erste dag is nish mir the ganze emes. In was for Efen is mehr der Emes, that the Eibishter is he's the truth. He's the truth, he's the greatest. So as I'm asserted a hair, which is not shaylo that there could be a guf. We know the truth. Everything with Zgali is that. What's nirgash in the guf? What does he sense? You can only sense something that you're a keli to. That's massive to you. If you're not a keli to the hair, the hulav adiyu vein zolase, then it's not nirgash in you. When there's a metzias of a guf, what could be nirgash in the guf? Mitzad gidre haragel, the way we know the guf, not atim krim ad mashem adam, the way we know the guf. Es kenzer chenas frana emes. Not that there's nothing besides the emes. That there is an emes and there's ilum haza and there's an emes. And a melech which has mehertas da emes. You're nizbata. You're nichna. That's the first level. So it's mezgale be'efin vifal the guf as a keli. It's not mezgale with its full glory. The emes herzach nish betachlis. So kshtag is galus abadam be'efin the shlita ala guf. But a guf bleibt a metzias for zich. Then it's avedus from the shem shemayim. Divrei reshus inyan a guf teisim esli mokim gemetzias la'atzim. So da guf. The guf has needs and you care about those needs. You get hungry and you get very annoyed if you don't eat. It bothers you. But you don't live your life for that. It's tough. Well, your purpose of life is not to eat. The poil you have a tzedek to eat, but that's not your purpose of life. So that's called the guf is nichna to the nesham. It's used for the nesham. And now the guf tevesim esli makim kimetzias laatzmos a metzias farzich a zach farzich. Elo sheguf v'chol inyan kfuim v'nichnaim l'neshama shelat asolav. B'meila in esu bel shem davar kim l'shem shemayim. Avok shan nesham b'gilei kolkach. That means the nesham, the emes of the nesham is meir b'izgalus. With the full glory. So herzach der emes b'izgalus. Shas herzach der emes b'izgalus. What's the emes? As nishta esu the meibishn. So shas der emes is meir b'izgalus. What's trefzach yamud? Ad shagup mes batal legamer mis mitzias la'atzmi. What's his home mitzias? Bechdea der ebesh es kavana zol zuch esfren. As gamma vidas ebin yana guf ha oilu mchines deyu. Ma'achash im mitzias mregir shun asmon klav. Ar yudeas hakish baruch ha behem vayol. The mitzias of guf is not nirgash. The only thing what's nirgash is that there yechetimtsu as a durch from a derebish tervol. Yeah, but that's still not the ultimate thing. We should go weiter. I don't know. Sometimes after an hour, people get tired. We'll go a little way. There was like this. There is a Sof Kol Sof. This is still not what Chassidus is. At least the Tzavah of the Magid of Chassidus Chabad. This is not Chassidus. This is. There was like this. At the end of the day, we were saying, just let me say one part. What we were saying before is there's a goof. There's a goof, there's gashmis. And there is a nefesh. The nefesh, there's the truth. There's the truth and there's elam hazeh. The truth is the neshama is kosher to them. Then there's goof, elam hazeh, is yesh, mitzias. So there's two efanim, how strong the nefesh can impact the goof. How much could the nefesh be made in the goof? One efan is that the goof bleibt a mitzias. He's nichnat to the neshama. And one efan is that the goof verta tofel to the neshama. He becomes a chetimtze to mila neshama. But at the end of the day, but the Rebbe saying the Nekudah Chassidus is going to be not that there's a guf which is going to be impacted by the Nesham, which is going to sense the Nesham. The Uftah Chassidus is that Sidon Nar in Nekudah, the Nekudah is on Nesham itself. There's no two Nekudahs. There's no guf which is being impacted by the Nefesh. There's only the Nekudah of the Nesham itself, purely. Either there's a guf, the guf doesn't take away anything from the purity of the Nesham. Since even in the second Eifen that we're speaking about before, the Nesham is Metachlis Agili. But it's the tachlis vifal the neshama can meir zayin by a guf, not the way the neshama senses itself in itself. In the second eifin, it's there it says it's a mitis. There was lashon before, a mitis in a gila neshama by guf. That means we're dealing with the ultimate of how much the neshama could be meir in the guf, not the ultimate of what the neshama is in respect to the neshama itself. That's there's a guf. How much could the guf handle? There's the guf could handle the eni begilei kol kach. It's a begilei mukbal. The guf blev them and says, or tachas agili is that the guf is mizbat legami to the nefesh. But that's all vifal, that's at the end of the day, not the way the nefesh senses itself, the emes. That's the way the emes is nirgesh in the guf. Then there is a sifran nerd the nekudas hanesham alin. And the fact that there's a guf doesn't take away at all from the inyan itself. Because there's only one inyan, there's only neshama. There's no neshama impacting and functioning through a guf, bechlal. You heard where the Rebbe's going to go.
It's a diner.
No, what I'm saying, like we were saying before the Gabi the Shluchas, Rebbe's saying that it's Tachlis HaRuchnis. There's no Tfis HaSmakim Klal Tametzias of Zulas. In the second Eifin, is the Neshama being, there's the Neshama itself, he's a Chelek HaMimah HaMamesh, and there's the fact that the Neshama is Begili Beguf. He's Meir Begili Beguf. But even though he's Meir Begili Beguf, and the Guf is response to the ultimate Gili of the Neshama, but it's not the Inyan the way it is in the world of the Neshama itself. It's not Tachlis HaRuchnis. Is the neshama being nirgash in the guf? We'll see what's the pchina. I'm just saying what's the idea. That I was going to say a pchina of how it, where the inyan, where it expresses itself. But the inyan is, there's an emes and there's a guf. And the shal is how much the guf is going to be impacted by this emes. How much is going to be affected by this emes.
So he's not eating.
No, he's going to eat. We're not dealing with, there's no technical stuff. Technically he eats and he drinks. The shal is what's your attitude towards eating and drinking? We're going to see in a minute the attitude, which was the Indian itself. The attitude we're going to see in a minute. Yeah, it does happen to the hair and the attitude to the Indian. There's what does it. We'll see first what the Rebbe says here. So, Aleph, after Kolasi Yezav, Heim Ba'atzman Kedusha. The Rebbe said before, why is he eating? He's only eating because he has to learn. He doesn't have, not because he is hungry. Why is he eating? He's only eating because he has to learn. He doesn't have, not because he's hungry. Not because he gets exhausted and he has to eat, he gets tired. Not because of that. He wants to learn. He only cares about learning. In order to learn, he needs to have energy. Ravet gedar fashtein the gemara to gedar essen flesh. Chamer v'reicha marchev sadas. So why? Not because he enjoyed flesh. He had no interest in flesh. Why was he eating? Because it's marchev and to be able to learn. That eating, that's not masechel l'shem shemayim. That's b'chod ochecha de'eu. That was just a hakdama to learning. That's a chetimsa to learning. That's a chana to do ratznali. That's not considered b'chom masech. But because then nirgash basyos and gamagash shiben, but it's nirgash eiser from the Indian of kiyum ratzon ha'eli and eiser the Indian of achanat avedas Hashem. It's nirgash also the gashmish of it. There brings a dugma. Derech mashal achilas Shabbos she atzam mitzvah kanal. Yeah, the pearl, it's a mitzvah. So a person is not eating because he's hungry. A person is eating cholent because there's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. He has no interest in enjoying. Yeah, but that tzaddik. He's not interested in enjoying himself. That's not his Indian. Favas Esther. Adayim shet gehesen esen Esther. Mikom kem. But what's the mitzvah? He only cares about the only factor in his life is that it's a mitzvah. But what's the mitzvah? A mitzvah atzim chayevus la'anik shabbos ubasa shomim v'yayin yasha. Hashigam be'ez kiyum a mitzvah murgeshes gashmiyusam. Shabo atan shel dvar meilu. I just want to bring out one thing: the tzir that Rebbe is being mitzayir, and then Rebbe is saying like this. Let's say there's a mitzvah of inik shabbos. Lepayel, you sense the flesh tastes good, and he senses it. Who's this nekudah that the bus of shaman has a good taste? That's a gash mizgezach or that's a get lechazach? See, why he's eating? That's because of the mitzvah. If not for the mitzvah, you would never go to eat. But what is the mitzvah? But lepel, what is the mitzvah that he should enjoy this shtickle flesh? Lepel, that hana is a gash mizgezach. So he's sensing the gash mizgezach side of the food. You're not sensing the gashmiz. You're not sensing ruchnis. You're not sensing a mitzvah. You're sensing gashmiz.
But his world isn't that
alikos? Huh?
In his world, isn't that
alikos?
In his world?
What do you mean, isn't that alikos? Why is it alikos? I just want to, first, the chilek that Rebbe is saying. Rebbe is saying, it's one eifin, the second thing that I'm speaking about is that the chelik hagashmi din is b'chal na'nirgash. The only thing that you're sensitive to is a mitzvah. Here, lepel, there's ruchnis and there's gashmis. And gashmis is a separate mitzvah. Ruchnis has no taste, there's no geshmak. Gashmis is geshmak. Lepel, mitzvah the mitzvah, you sense gashmis. But you're sensing gashmis, lepel. You're sensing a mitzvah is gashmis. The second eifin is, you don't sense gashmis altogether. Because the whole mitzvah of gashmis by you is a echetim tzatelukos. That's your whole mitzvah of gashmis.
If you don't sense, you don't
mean kaim.
If you don't have
a
know from
there, that's not hashel. These are the gmois. The hanoi
is part of the mitzvah.
We'll get to that. How to be miyashiv the mitzvah of enishabes? We'll get to that in a minute. What's the Rebbe saying over here? The Rebbe saying over here is even. There's one if. The first if is that kol asiyos of takis kedusha, but it's nirgash also the gashmis of the chayfitz. You're asking what's the issue that it feels the gashmis? Good, but the Rebbe saying that's a problem. He feels also the chilek agashmi of the chayfitz. That means that the basar hatatam agashmi zegatam feels good, yeah? Tastes good in the mouth. Agashmi zegatam, and he's margish that he feels the taste, the gashmi zegat side of the food he tastes. He doesn't only taste mitzvahs. He doesn't only sense mitzvahs. He senses gashmis. He senses guf. He senses gashmis. The hechad eifin is he doesn't sense gashmis at all. He doesn't sense gashmis. He only senses ruchnis, mitzvahs, and ratzon elyon. Not gashmis and things. Doesn't sense gashmis and things. You're asking, what's the mile of it? We'll get to that in a minute. The Rebbe's Messiah first, the guf in it. The Rebbe brings later the story of the Alter Rebbe. That Alter Rebbe didn't sense if the food was salty or not. Et nisht margish given. Because what was the whole mitzvah of gashmis? The whole mitzvah of gashmis was ratzon elyon. That was the whole mitzvah of gashmis. There was only one inyan. The inyan is, there's no two inyanim. There's no gashmis in a lukus. And gashmis is a tuffel to lukus. There's no, the only inyan that exists is a lukus. What is gashmis? An eifin the way a lukus is. Nothing else. Gashmis is not a mitzvah for itself. It's not a reality for itself. There's no reality of gashmis. And this reality is a tuffel to a lukus. The reality is the Eibishter. That's the only reality that exists. Avada, there is physical things, but they're not. That's not the physical thing. Is just is a tzir har ratzon elyon is. That's the gashmis. We'll see in a minute the gemois. The what's the reality of gashmis? It's an eifin how a lukus is. The way the first eifin is there's a lukus, there's elam hazeh. Elam hazeh is a tafel but is a levush to lukus. But what is the levush? The levush is gashmis. The levush is elam hazeh. What's elam hazeh? Not a mohus b'fnei atzmi. The mohus of elam hazeh is a tafel to lukus. So lepel, but gashmis is a mitzvah. And if the mitzvah is, if the ratzon elyon is to sense the gashmis, to enjoy the gashmis, so you're going to enjoy the gashmis, mitzvah the mitzvah. But gashmis is gashmis. Gashmis is not a lukus. Gashmis is ilam hazer. The second eifin, so lepel, there's two mitzvahs. The second eifin is there's only one reality. The only reality is a lukus. What's gashmis? Gashmis is another form how a lukus is. I'm not saying it right, but that's the eifin calling the word. What's gashmis? Gashmis is a chetimtze via lukus kumtan. There's an eifin that a lukus kumtan in ruchnis. There's an eifin that a lukus kumtan kaviyachal in physical terms. But inin is not physical. The inin is a lukus kumtan, not the physical. Just there brings this later. Rebbe brings this here. Brings it here. But the mashal, the sicha, and the Rebbe says it's a skis l'chafei. The Rebbe brings the mashal of ameitza eichlo pachas mikashir. The guy with the second inin ameitza eichlo pachas mikashir. So he's potter afalakli. Even if he's mitzi, he wants to be mitzi food on Shabbos, but the food has less than the shir hamayel inyan lacha Shabbos. Even though the kli has a shir, but he took out the tiny bit of soup in a massive pot. He's potter. Why? Because he had no interest in being mitzi the pot. He wanted to be mitzi soup. The pail, the way you carry soup is through a pot, but he wasn't carrying the pot. He's carrying soup. The pot is not. So if your whole reason why you carry, not because you're interested in being mitzi the pot, you want to carry soup. The way to carry soup is through a pot, then it makes a difference to you what type of pot you have, this type of pot or that type of pot. That's not relevant, b'chol. The pot is just a chetimtze for the soup. Then what type of pot doesn't make a difference. You're not carrying a pot to begin with. You're carrying soup. You're not carrying a pot. You're holding a pot. The avadi technique you're holding a pot. That's just a way to carry soup. You're not carrying the pot. There's no chalais that I'm carrying a pot over here. That's not the definition of the act. The definition is that I'm carrying soup. I'm carrying soup through a pot. So al-dera said the shayla is, in the first eifin, it's not just that you're carrying soup. You're eating. You're dealing with elam hazeh, mitzad the mitzvah. Because of the mitzvah is mitzad the mitzvah that you're dealing with elam hazeh. Not mitzad the mitzvah. You have no shayla. Your whole inyan is kiyum ratzon elyon. But elam hazeh is a mitzvah. Elam hazeh is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for itself. A pot is a reality. There's a mitzvah of a pot. that the whole mitzvah is a tafel a levush am zal kenen durch fin ratzen elyon. They're not ratzen elyon. The pot is not ratzen elyon. He's a levush bichdei the ebush zasu shibin esmal. But he's a mitzvah. So if the ratzen is to eat matzah and to taste the taste of food, you're going to taste the physical taste of food. The mitzvah in Shabbos is a dogma. Everyone wants to bring out the idea that the fact that that the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah doesn't mean that the mitzvah is not a mitzvah. The fact that your b'shvil, your whole inyan is a tafel, a levush ton inyan, doesn't mean that the levush doesn't have gedarim. The levush has a mitzvah, the levush has a tam, the levush has a geshmak. And fakert, amol the malubish wants you to get involved in the levush. It's taka levush. And only mitzvah the malubish you're going to get involved in the levush. But the levush is a mitzvah. In the second eifin, there is no levush. There's only the nekuda of a lukus. There's nothing, no other nekuda. What's gashmis is a form, another form of how a lukus is. Rebbe's mitzvah over there, he brings say this, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim. You say Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, Miken, Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, has the Indian of that a Yid's Mekabbalah Samach Shemaim has to be expressed on all levels of reality. So how is it expressed on a Ruchnistika level? As a Tracht, Mekabbalah of Zichel Samach Shemaim. How is it expressed verbally? Verbally it's expressed, Amezok Krishma. So when he's verbally saying Krishma, he's not sensitive to the fact that he's saying words. There's no reality of words. The reality is that Kabbalah Samach Shemaim is on all levels. It's not. There's not that there's a world of words, and the Abishah says, "I want you to do the world of words." There is no world of words. There's Kabbalah Samach Shemaim, but Kabbalah Samach Shemaim has to be expressed on all levels. It has no limits. It has to be expressed on all levels. So how is it the Pelamish expressed on? So it has to be expressed also on a verbal level. But then he's not sensitive to the words. He's sensitive only to the Kabbalah Samach Shemaim of the words, not to the words, not to the world of words. Because there's no mitzias of worlds. There's no reality like that. Tuchal. So shtaz a mitzias. In the first name, Sudam mitzias from a goof. The question is, how much is it? Is it a mitzvah for itself, or it's a levush to the neshama? But there's such a reality. There's a reality of words. The question is, are they only an imtzai for an inyan, or they're an ikar? But even if they're an imtzai, lepel, there's a mitzvah. It's a reality of words, which are a tafel to something else. The even that I'm saying over here is there is no reality of words. The eighth gezach b'sefaran is the nekuda velikus, and the nekuda velikus is mizbat in all eifanim. But the Ifanim are not a mitzias. It's the Nekudah v'Lukus itself. Nekudah v'Lukus on all levels. So you see the Mitzvah Enek Shabbos. The Mitzvah Enek Shabbos is that you're, let's say, but you have to have anah from a Lukus. You have to have anah from Ruchnis, from a Lukus. So it's Mitzvah that on all levels, Shabbos has to be, Kedusha has to be a Dovra Nene. So where is the Hanah, Mitzvah, and Agash Mitzvah way that you feel physical pleasure? But the nekudah, it's not the nekudah. The nekudah, the pleasure is not from the gashmis. It's that elikus, the fact that elikus is a dover toiv, has to be mizbata on all levels. That's a different inyan.
But then you would feel it.
Say, but I'm not. That brings a dugma. That's not the nekudah. But you feel it. It's a different nekudah. L'chatchila, the shas, what gashmis is? The Rebbe is being mitzayir. The dugma is not. The Rebbe is not trying to say that you're not supposed to have any Shabbos. The Rebbe is being a dugma for the inyan that gashmis is a mitzias. And even but gashmis is mitzias, but how could and you could be sent even mitzad avayda of chadur chechadei or the first and the second eifin, the first eifin. I'm saying the second eifin of before the first eifin. Now you could be margish the gashmis, and it could be megashmi, because the mitzvah guf is mechayiv you to sense the gashmis. And I'm saying the etzem fact teira and mitzvahs is not going to take care of the word that elam hazah is not a separate mitzias. Ayid vaslikta shalom vazav nomachsidus. Mitzvah Torah mitzvahs itself. Ayid's whole chayis is going to be, Ayid that's fully aware of the fact that the Anabish that he created the world, and the world is created, the Shamash is kind, he's going to learn the Gemara and Kiddushin, and he's going to be, his whole mitzvah is going to be Durfin Ratzna. What's that wrong with Sukhsidis? But the Rebbe says, but what's Gashmis? Gashmis is Chaymer, Gashmis is not Holocaust. And if I cared, I'm on Chsidis, Lepoyal Tzfaran Zelchem mitzvahs that the Choram are demand you Gashmis. They demand. Even if you're a chassidish, kol inyan is ratzon elyon. Ratzon elyon guf tells you to do. There's mitzvah ma'asiyos. So a regular mitzvah ma'asiyos of putting on tefillah, of chveis, shaking the lulav, it's not going to make any akshamah because a ma'asiyah mitzvah. But azalcha mitzvah v'ayinik Shabbos. So what hanor is that's going to be hanor ruchnis? That's hanor from flesh. So now your gashmis is going to be neschazik lepoy. Your guf now felt better. There's a reality of guf. It exists and it felt and it expanded now. Your guf expanded. Mashiach in the second even that I was going to speak, there is no two tnuas b'chol.
So you think the dugma of Shabbos is for the first?
The Shabbos is a dugma. The Rebbe is not
first. No, it's not the Achid Shabbos. The Kli.
For the second even. Oh, the Kli is more. The Kli is, he's not Maitzi a pot. He's carrying soup. He's not carrying a pot. The Avada, technically there's a pot there. He's not, his pool is not Mitzyachas to the pot. So technically he's saying words. The words are not the Indian. He's saying Kabbalah Samach Shamayim. That's what he's saying. How is Kabbalah Samach Shamayim expressed? Ba'avir Olam, through words. The Indian is not words. He's not carrying a pot. There's no mitzis, there's no reality of a pot, Kavyal. There's only a reality of soup. Technically there's is there a reality of Gashmis? Is there something called is there a Eifel Mitzias of Gashmis? Other Shishtah is Eifel Mitzias. There's only Elukus. Elukus is in different Eifanim. So the Eifanim aren't a Mitzias of Nasim. They're Eifanim of how Elukus expresses itself. It's not a Mitzias for itself. That's a pot is a way you carry soup. It's not a Mitzias of carrying a pot.
The lower level of
Bechol Rechacha shouldn't be called Hashem Shemayim. It's not Bechol Rechacha Shemayim means that the guf is a mitzvah for itself. It's a mahus for itself. It's not a reality.
It's Hashem
Shemayim. I'm saying not that the guf is a mahus for itself. There's a mitzvah. There's a property of gashmis and there's a property of ruchnis. Ruchnis is the purpose. Is the matar. It's the purpose of everything. It doesn't mean it's the only reality that exists. It's the purpose. But there's another reality. It's the reality of guf. How could they say otherwise? There's no reality of guf. There's no food. There's no, it's in the second world. It's the Sudah world. What was the world created for? What's its purpose is Elokus? Oh, but Sudah world? What are you going to say? There's no world. And sometimes the purpose is Mechayev you to deal with the world. So then you're going to be Mizgashen. If by you, in Sudah mitzvahs, which have to do with Gashmis. If by you Gashmis is a mitzvahs, it's not the purpose. It's not like the first day where Gashmis is a world for itself. Gashmis is a reality for itself. You're machniyeh et elukos. Here, by you, Gashmis is a tuffle. But it's a tuffle, but it doesn't mean that tuffle doesn't exist. The tuffle exists. Gashmis exists as a tuffle to elukos. Since Gashmis exists, if the ikr is mechayev you to know, the mitzvah says enjoy Gashmis. So the Gashmis is the pearl is going to be megashim you. It's going to make. It's going to expand your nefesh
v'amis. So you're doing this,
so it should be counted. Yeah, so you're doing it as a mitzvah. The Rebbe's tzir of Enik Shabbos says he's eating not because he enjoys chalent. Lashem Shemayim is not, you're doing it because you want to do it, because you have a need to do it. It's your need. You're doing it for the purpose of Lashem Shemayim. Chotar is something else. I don't want to do this. Chvul Sashtan. I only want to do what the Eibishter wants. I don't want to get involved in Gashmis. I don't want to get involved in it. Why am I getting involved? The Eibishter Megehesen. That's why I'm getting involved. That's Bechol Derechecha. I'm doing this. I'm being Miskasha to the Eibishter now. I'm being Mekayim Ratzon Elyon. That's what I'm doing. But with what are you doing? What does Ratzon Elyon say? How are you fulfilling Ratzon Elyon? Through Gashmis to get things. Gashmis is not Ratzon Elyon. Gashmis is Gashmis, not Ratzon Elyon. Ratzon Elyon is the Eibishter's Ratzon. And then there's, what does he want me to do? To do Gashmis. So Lepel, Gashmis is not Ratzon Elyon. So the Gashmis will be Mekashmi. My goof is not the Neshama. My goof is a goof. My Neshama is the Mahus of the goof. It's the main purpose of the goof. But there is a reality of guf, and there's a teva guf, there's a mitzias of guf, and that teva guf is that it's margish a tam v'tainig in gashmis. But al terebe, there's no teva of guf. There's no guf. There's only elikus. Stuck in guf. Either there's a guf. The guf is a chetimtze that elikus mizbata bekol eifan. That was going to give later a dogma. The whole the guf is really an inyan ruchnis, not an inyan gashmi. It's gashmis, but it's. The Indian is not Gashmis. The Indian is that the Ruchni should be expressed on all levels. That's what Rebbe's going to explain by Amshah. Okay, maybe we'll do this next time. We'll do this with Yashvas. Let us learn. Let's know. Let's learn the Indian.
It's the same few diaries as Kolib Shalom?
No. This is not. The Rebbe is saying not. The Rebbe is Shailo Gashmis over here. The Rebbe is saying Gashmis is not a Mitzis. Kolib Shalom, the Rebbe is saying you have to be mevatel anything. The Gashmis, Kemeshu Hum Mamish, is an expression of the truth. The Rebbe is saying that the Gashmis is not Nirgash over here. The Gashmis is Batl. There's only Nefesh. There's only Ruchnis. That's the Rebbe saying here. There's only Ruchnis. Either there's a physical reality. There's no reality of Gashmis. Technically, Kabbalah Samar Shamayim, how is a Mizbate practically that a Yid it puts on tefillin? But the act of putting on tefillin is the Indian of Kabbalah Samar Shamayim being expressed on a practical level. But practical level itself, Stam Gashmis itself, doesn't exist, Bechlal, as the Rebbe is saying. His Sheilah a Metzias outside of the Inyan. There's an Inyan. There's an Inyan of Elukos. There's an Inyan of Ratzon Elyon. There's an Inyan of Kabbalah Samar Shamayim. And that Inyan exists on all levels and expresses itself on all levels. So anything outside of that Inyan doesn't exist. Because Hashem never saying more than that. That the Gashmis Kameshi Hum Mamish is an expression of the truth. That's a different word. Yeah. Okay, but we'll see the Metzendu Pratim and Bislosh Betim. You're going to have to understand why Shlichus is Mechayiv Dafke by Yaakov. The Hapes don't magers and the Minion, no, okay.
Why
should Magish
the Tam?
Okay, that's not a shayla. That's
the whole
thing. Rebbe will bring in a dugme. Now you're saying, but you have no kasha on this sibyl. That wants to bring a dugme. Well, the sibyl later, we'll see later. Good.
Huh? No,
I finished
the
kasha. Right? Because what's kasha? It's kasha. It's not. So he's not ruggish to the words.
He's not, but he says words.
That's all a bit of course.
So the Zal's is a bit of everything. But he doesn't feel tam. He doesn't say the word. It's like saying if he doesn't feel the.
But I'm saying in the Tumah that everything's there, tam is a bit of that. There's a mitzvah of gashmis.
Vert is also a bit to you. That is a gashmis. And you're saying give us a vert. You're saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad.
I'm not here.
Go through the next night.
Okay, isn't that the whole word of the segment that you don't feel that?
You don't feel the gashmis. The gashmis is an inyan ruchni. The gashmis is the inyan being misbata on a practical level.
So
the metzisa physical itself doesn't exist. So nishtaz azach was heard angur from gashmis. So ruchni was kumt on a natsir from gashmis. Nishtaz azach. Nishtaz azach a gashmis. Nishtaz azach.
So why he couldn't have felt?
You're going into the Altarebbe case. That's a different discussion. I'm not going.
That's the dubu for the second beer, no?
No, it's not the dubu. We'll see. Okay, we'll see.
Okay.
Well, it is, but we'll see the. There's a shtickle darkest digger there, which you need to. We'll see.